Produced on the traditional territories of the Tewa people, the Santa Fe Art Institute welcomes you back to the Tilt Podcast. I'm Courtney Andar, the Works Manager at the Santa Fe Art Institute. It was the home of the College of Santa Fe for over 50 years and discovered a new life as the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Nowadays, the 60-plus acre Midtown site in Santa Fe is waiting to be reincarnated yet again. Many who have walked this land have shared their memories with us and their hopes and dreams for the site's future. Our guests today have created a wonderful way to revisit the Midtown site. SFAI's Strategic Initiatives Coordinator Netapan Ma and I talk with Dr. Alicia Inez Guzman of Searchlight New Mexico and Dylan Tenorio of Little Globe TV about their creation of the urban legends of Midtown scavenger hunt. And later in the show, I share just a few highlights from my own journey on the scavenger hunt. We are pleased to present to you Episode 11, Finding Midtown. All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Tilt Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
We're just so pleased to be joined again by two really good friends of the Art Institute. Of course, you all are familiar with Alicia Inez Guzman. She was part of the team that worked on the Unsettled series for the Tilt Podcast. She has a long history with the Art Institute, actually. She's been a part of our Story Maps program and many other projects as well. And we're also here with Dylan Tenorio from Little Globe.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dylan Tenorio, and I work at Little Globe. I'm a team media artist and a digital media manager, and I do a lot more than that. I can kind of like dabble in a whole bunch of other things, the educational side and also the back end and behind the scenes technical side. So, that's me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Alicia Inez Guzman, and I am a writer primarily. And currently, I work for Searchlight New Mexico, an independent news outlet based here in Santa Fe that covers the whole state. I have a long history working with Santa Fe Art Institute and working with Dylan as well. So happy to be here.
And I'm Natapan. You guys are familiar with me, listeners. Glad to be back. Glad to be in conversation with all of you in this room. Looking forward to it.
Recently, we've been having a conversation with what we call the Midtown Engagement Partners, the Midtown Engagement Team. The last couple of episodes of the show has focused on the work that the Midtown Engagement Team has been doing in relation to trying to build in equity, trying to build in, just kind of a better environment for the future of the Midtown campus. Netsapan and I recently were talking about what the campus means to a lot of people in Santa Fe, and we've been kind of, exploring this kind of two different sides. On the one hand, there are a lot of people who have experience with the Midtown campus. So of course, anyone who attended the College of Santa Fe or taught there or worked there in some capacity or did contracting there. And then of course that became the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. So the university community is one, and then there's just other folks who pass through the campus just because they're familiar with that side of town. They use it as a shortcut to get to Seringo Road, or they've attended an event on campus through maybe the film studios. There's all kinds of films that are filmed on campus. There's a film crew on campus right now, actually. And then there's a group of people who may not be familiar with the Midtown campus. Maybe it's just because they never got a chance to attend an event. They didn't go to the school. They didn't teach, didn't do any work there. And they don't pass through very often. Me and Netsapan recently talked about the difference between unfamiliarizing the familiar, but then also making the Midtown campus familiar for our listeners and for the people here in Santa Fe. Netsapan, I thought maybe you could say just a little bit before we kind of dive into what we've been thinking in terms of the scavenger hunt, which is why we're here with Dylan and Alicia, focusing on the scavenger hunt that they created for the Midtown Block Party.
Yeah, no, riding off of that, unfamiliarizing the familiar and that conversation that we had, Courtney, the very first thing that came to my mind was the scavenger hunt project that both Alicia and Dylan, along with other alumni and former faculty of the Santa Fe University of Arts and Design worked on. Daisy, shout out to Daisy, Fat, and Romario. Wish they were here today, but we have Alicia and Dylan, who are two of the creative teams involved in the scavenger hunt project. So, you know, Courtney, I think the scavenger hunt is a good way to kind of let our listeners know, especially those locally here in Santa Fe, to come and visit using the scavenger hunt, which is available online in PDF form. You can download that and have fun exploring the Midtown site while you're at it. And we're so happy to have two fun folks here to talk about their processes.
And maybe we'll start with Alicia. Just give us an idea. What is the scavenger hunt? What are people looking at when they pick up the booklet and they're thinking about exploring it and trying to figure out what the campus is and what it means to them? What exactly is the scavenger hunt?
Okay, sure. So I'll work backwards from how we worked, which is we started exploring the campus and developing a scavenger hunt based on what we were finding, and then created what Courtney is referring to, which is a booklet called Urban Legends of Midtown. And so what the booklet does is it kind of gives a map at the very opener, and we have this little gnome character that we called Nomi. Because Nomi is on the mural that's featured very close to Santa Fe Art Institute that was drawn by Diego Medina and Christian Gehring. And so there's this like little gnome on a ladder, and we used him as the guide for the scavenger hunt. And so if you grab a booklet, then you can, get kind of a clue. And the clue will direct you to a specific site on the Midtown campus that you can find. And so we had a lot of fun like trying to figure out what sites we were going to include in the booklet. And I have a very different experience than Dylan does of Midtown campus, because I was, I don't think I've ever told anybody this publicly, but so I have two experiences. The first is my dad went to the College of Santa Fe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I completely forgot. He went back to school. He was 40, so I was a little kid, and I didn't have daycare because, you know, he was just going back to school, so he wasn't working. So he would take me with him to College of Santa Fe, and I was like four. So my first experience of College of Santa Fe is as a four-year-old sitting, I have a distinct memory, sitting on the floor with my like Barbies and other students like trying to like keep me distracted. Like a lot of people just like, I don't know, helping out my dad while he took me to class. But the other experience is that, after grad school, when I came back to Santa Fe, I became a contributing faculty member at Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Mm-hmm. And so I was teaching in our history department, teaching social practice classes, history of landscape in the Americas classes. So, you know, I was there until the very end when the school closed.
What were the fun moments?
Dylan, would you like to share some fun moments?
Well, the first would probably be us going to WEX every morning to plan what we're going to do throughout that week or that day, which was probably Fatley's idea, because I guess it's such a good breakfast place. The other thing that was fun for me was like walking around campus and just talking with Fat and Daisy about like the different things that we used to do, like not together, but just in certain events that we all knew about, like dances and parties and, you know, just moments that we had as students there. Although Daisy was a faculty, so it was interesting to also hear like what her take is on the past of the whole campus. Mm-hmm. So let me just go back a little bit. We we were really kind of getting together to just go through the campus and talk about what we saw as like things that might be important to not just the outside world, but also the inside world. And so to me, it was like a lot of the murals, because I remember sitting there with Randy or even myself painting on those murals. And I helped Shepherd Ferry, Randy and I helped Shepherd Ferry. And to be clear, that's Randy Ortiz Martinez, who painted the really nice portraits of varieties of people on the campus. Romario, who's also another friend of mine and went there as well for school, took a lot of photographs of different places. And we just kind of, you know, compiled this whole booklet together. And Alicia was the one that was writing it. And then she basically provided the skeleton of it. And then I designed it in InDesign. And I put together all the visuals and colors. Yeah, that was kind of like the you know, process that we went through.
Were there any sites that you wish you had included in the booklet? Perhaps you can share with our listeners.
I'm thinking about Brother Ron's shop that we couldn't include because they're, for people that don't know, the city now owns the Midtown campus. And so there are all these rules about where you can and can't go. And it gets a little blurry when you're on the campus and there's no real clear delineation. There's just the campus, right? And so we were walking across and we saw Brother Ron's shop with a very old truck outside. And we thought, oh, this is great. This would be great material because Brother Ron was like a known figure on campus.
So what is the experience like going through the scavenger hunt? Not necessarily like every single point or, you know, kind of every single path, but what is kind of like the overall kind of experience that the participant has when they kind of embark on the scavenger hunt on the campus?
So we kind of looked through our own steps that we took when we were walking through. And we kind of were, okay, we were figuring out, like, it might be easier to access and see some murals in this direction, or it might be easier if they're coming from this direction to be able to see this other thing. So we're kind of like looking through as we were walking past different sites on how we could strategize like the map and everything. The overall experience is supposed to be like, you look at the map and it gives you all these clues and there's all these stars on the map itself. And as you walk through, the clues themselves are just photographs. And so when you're walking guided by the map, you're supposed to look around to see where these photographs are taken and different like iconographies that you'll see.
I love that. I'm always thinking, like I walk the campus sometimes, for, you know, during lunchtime or, you know, I miss having students on the campus. I was used to that when I first started working at the Art Institute. It was full of students and faculty all the time. And now it seems really kind of lulled and, you know, it's kind of barren unless there's a movie being shot. So it's not the idea of having something to kind of guide folks through. There's a lot of weird areas and different parts, like Alicia was saying. It's, you don't really know when you're on the city-owned part and the county-owned part or the state-owned part. There's all these different entities on the huge, and then there's the screen, of course, that has their own lot. And then there's HEC, the higher education building that also has its own part of campus. So it's weird kind of trying to find your orientation. I wonder how that played into how you all organized the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of after we had breakfast at WEX, then we would go to the campus and walk around. And that was kind of the most fun part for me, was hearing like Dylan's stories or Matt's stories or Daisy's stories, because Daisy was also a student, you know, like the bingo hall, you know. We're like peeking through the windows and being like, oh, what's happening in the bingo hall now? Or, you know, like going to the tennis courts and seeing like how overrun they are. So we were kind of in our own like little like urban jungle experience as well, going down memory lane. You know, we created little, not quite haikus, like little like mysterious poems in a way for people to try and find these places, but they're kind of silly and they're lighthearted. And I don't know, I think we felt like the campus needed that because it was so left behind. And it did feel, it was happy to be present and remember some of this stuff, but also it's like really sad when you're on campus, like thinking about like, look at all this lost potential. And look at this massive space at the very center of the city of Santa Fe. It's like exactly at the center where like really nobody, either nobody knows about, nobody has access to, but nobody's really using at this point because of, you know, the past couple of years and bureaucracy, like using for community to come together, right? So I think like, we were hoping potentially that the scavenger hunt would bring people to kind of explore in a way that maybe they hadn't before. And it certainly pushed me to do that. You know, like it was just fun.
Hi everyone, so this is Courtney and Dar. I am so happy to have some time to, for the first time actually, for the very first time, take the scavenger hunt, the Urban Legends of Midtown scavenger hunt. I'm excited, let's get started. Okay, so this is Courtney. I am at the first location of the scavenger hunt. If you look at the pamphlet, it's just the basically the second page of the pamphlet. The first location is the mural. It's the mural that is located right here at the roundabout, which is located right next to SFAI. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It, you know, this is part of the coloring book project that Diego Medina and Christian Guerin created while they were in the Story Maps Fellowship with the Santa Fe Art Institute. And it is just absolutely wonderful. I mean, this mural, you know, it was partially painted by some local kids from several different organizations who came here to assist with the creation of the mural. So it's just beautiful. I just encourage you all to really come out to the campus and get to know it by doing the scavenger and kind of following these different parts of it.
I want to circle back, Alicia, you, when I asked the question about any other sites that didn't make it into the booklet, and you had started to talk about Brother Ron's shop. Are there any other sites that were left out that you want to talk about?
The one that I can think about is the King Dormitory. I mean, it was like, you know, the main dorms that people were in, especially when they first arrived to the campus. It was also very interesting because it was also designed, I think there's a rumor that it was designed by the same guy who designed the Santa Fe jails. And so it was just like the whole structure of the building itself had this sort of like essence to it that like kind of, you know, had its own character to it. It was like very weird for it to be designed the way it is, but yet at the same time, there's so many fond memories of being in that place, like just hanging out with your friends, playing music or playing video games in the dormitory, like, I mean, in the main center of the two dormitory wings. And yeah, I mean, like that place for sure was one. We didn't go into Alumni Hall, which would have been great, because I think that place not only holds so many ties to the students, but also to the rest of the community around Santa Fe and Midtown. Like that spot could have been so important to be heard and reminded of, because that's kind of the connection to the rest of the community. That place had quinceañeras and like parties, like, and events like bingo halls and whatnot, like, and I think it would have been important to see all that, and I think Daisy had a bunch of photographs actually from that time. Isn't that what came up in the research?
Yeah, Daisy had photographs from when she was a student. Mm-hmm. And then I think maybe it was for something else, found this like old photo, I think it was from the 80s, of all these like little grandmas and grandpas playing bingo in Alumni Hall. And like thinking, you know, that it was a usable space, like Dylan's saying, like people from the community, not just students, were using that space. And you know, when we peeked into it and we're kind of looking around the building, all the memories are coming out, but of course it's like nobody's there. But we joked around about playing bingo.
It's interesting to hear you all talk about memories and these spots on the campus. I mean, you can't include everything, right? Even if someone were to spend the day on the campus, you can't really see absolutely everything. And there's just some restrictions on where you can go. At the Art Institute, you know, our residency program, we have folks who live in the building. It's interesting because sometimes we get people walking through the campus and trying to figure out who we are and like, what is our building and do people live here? And we get kind of freaked out about it. And then our residents are just as curious. They want to go out and walk on campus, look at buildings, look through windows, you know? And so we say in our orientation, you know, just know that if you're by a building, you might get stopped by security. They might ask you who you are, make sure you have your badge on you, all that. So there's this interesting tension that happens on the campus where it's like, some people were like, yeah, come on, you know, we want you to do things. We want you to be on campus. We want you to have this event. And then there are other ways that people engage with the campus that kind of make us a little uneasy. It's like, why are you here? Why are you peeking in our windows? You know, why are you knocking on our doors and things like that? So I wonder how the scavenger hunt and how engaging with the campus in an intentional way and in a way that we can all kind of do together or that we can all explore in our own personal way, how does that change that dynamic, or what does it mean for that dynamic on the campus? It's like, who's welcome on campus? Who's, you know, what kind of activity is welcome on campus and what kind of activity is not welcome on campus?
Well, I think that's a good point, because one thing that I remember in every recent experience I've had at the campus, there's always a security guard, right, who is making the rounds. And you know, Netupon remembers this, but I was with Diego and Christian, and we were kind of brainstorming ideas for the mural when we were doing a mural project, and the security accused us of vandalizing a wall. And it was so crazy because it's just like some brown people standing around, and all of a sudden we vandalized a wall, you know. At the time, I had my dog with me as a puppy. And it's like, oh, right, like we would bring a baby dog to vandalize. But so I think that presence is always there, the surveillance presence is there, and I think we were aware of that when we were making the scavenger hunt, because we, you know, we saw security guards, and I think maybe even at one point talked to somebody. And of course security guards aren't thinking creatively about space. They're not, like, their impulse is not explore. Their impulse is surveil. So I think that is a tension at the Midtown campus, like you're saying, Courtney, like where you can't go, who has jurisdiction where, and then the, like, you know, like the Eye of Sauron security guards that are like watching you the entire time, like, what is this guy doing here? Oh, we have a walker, there's somebody walking. And thinking about, like, especially now during COVID, being in public space and like not actually feeling totally free to explore it, but hoping within the constraints and limitations of the campus as it stands right now, being able to get a slice of the campus, you know. And I think that's was part of the hope. And part of the tension is that, you know, we can't give the campus to everyone for all of these different reasons. In fact, we probably have more limitations than we have reasons or openings for exploration. But here's like one little entry point to try and do that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Dylan mentioned the murals and how important those were. And then we have artworks, other like sculpture on campus as well. And then like funky old buildings, like this like cabin that looks haunted, where prairie dogs have overrun it.
Yeah, it's a common thing whenever you're just going around. I mean, I remember just going around to go see like the cherry blossom trees that are between SFAI and the Visual Arts Center. And, you know, I was accosted by a security guard and I was just wanting to just sit there and paint. And they're like, oh yeah, you can't be here. And I'm like, but I'm a former student. And I was like, welcome here once before. And they're like, oh, you just can't be here. And I'm like, okay. So it's like kind of just like, you know, like a place that was once you felt belonging at just now completely shut off from you. And there's like that, it gets more intense as you go to the other side of the campus, I think.
Okay, so I am walking to the second location of the scavenger hunt. It's actually just on the other side of the SFAI building. And the second location is another beautiful mural. This mural was created and designed by Joel Munina, who was one of our water rights residents. And it's just beautiful. You can see here in the pamphlet, it says, where water is life, mini wakoni, al agua es vida. Outstretch your hands and you'll see. Walk softly, a headless nurse haunted these same buildings, which original to Bruns Army Hospital were built during World War II. When the campus transformed into a place for making art, students still heard her wanderings. And then the QR code, if you scan the QR code here, one of the familiar faces of Santa Fe, Brother Ron, kept the College of Santa Fe and the Santa Fe University of Art and Design strong. Yeah, really beautiful mural here. The second location of the scavenger hunt.
Switching gears, can you recall any, you know, stories that you know of that you'd like to share with our listeners who may not know of about the Midtown campus, the Midtown site?
One of my favorite moments was this period of like bands that played at the band shell where the dormitories are mostly located. Mm. It was like there was a day where all the students were just out and music was playing and everybody was hanging out in the quad, which is a sort of faux grass area. Mm. There was also a volleyball court that we had that kind of everybody was playing. And I just remember playing like that whole day with like all my friends. And it was just like, you know, constantly challenging each other and you know, just eating hamburgers from the cafeteria and like, just this feeling of like, oh yeah, this will never end. Like there's no way that, you know, this is like so cool and good that this can't end. Yeah, it's just so strange to me that like that not only exists in like a memory, but like I don't know if it'll ever be experienced again.
One of my memories is I think it was like one of the last classes I taught, and I can't remember, but it was like I cooked up this like social practice class, and it was, I don't know, we would do all sorts of things. We'd get in the van, like nobody's really keeping track of us at that point, and we'd drive all of these places like to Española, to Tewa Women United, and we'd garden and then come back. But one day, it was a Friday, mm-hmm. I invited Chanupa Hanska-Luger, a ceramic artist, and he was working on a project called Everyone. And it was really, you know, he had asked the public to create these large beads, mm-hmm. so that he could arrange them into a portrait in honor of all the missing and murdered Indigenous women. And Chanupa came to my class and we had clay and we made all of these beads together. And he's just like, you know, talking, and we're all making beads together, and we're talking like about what we're, you know, like what the goal is and getting history, and then just like other off the wall stuff. And it was this like great moment, I think, of like, it was, that was actually social practice, you know, like working with an artist, talking to him about what informed him, like what inspired him, but then also hearing like really funny stories. And we're all making these beads, you know, like kind of like the size of a fist, where he, you know, eventually arranged into this massive bead portrait. And, you know, Chinupa was like, okay, everybody write down your name so that I can give you credit when the bead sculpture goes on view. And like, I don't know, maybe a month later, I go to the opening of his show in Colorado. And sure enough, he's listed every single one of my students as a collaborator on that project. And it was like so moving for me to have that included. You know, and even students, like former students who weren't even in my class anymore, came to that bead workshop, and we just kind of sat around and we ate tamales and made beads together. And then afterwards, like Chinupa like calls us collaborators, and I just thought that was so cool. And I remember that really, really fondly, you know. And I saw him recently and kind of was like, oh, hey, remember we made beads together? That's my memory.
I think it's inspiring for me to see the multiple organizations of the MEP come together and to kind of show a sense of like solidarity in the community that kind of presents itself as a way that people can give opinion upon what happens there. And I think that is a beautiful way into a future that can allow for the campus to come back to life, but in an even stronger way, that can affect like the lives of a lot of people in a really positive way. To have a space to just do what you love to do, but also to be in community with one another is just such a badass thing, I think, that Santa Fe could use. I mean, the Plaza was once that, but I think it's kind of changed over the course of like the past 40 years, and probably in the past 20 years. And I think that since, you know, the center of town has moved to like Midtown, I think that could be such a really powerful place for everybody to gather. And it's just inspiring to see that could happen. And that is kind of being in the works of everybody that's a part of the MEP.
So I have come to the end of my journey here on the Midtown campus. I'm just really grateful to have taken this journey, you know, to basically have taken a few hours to walk around the campus and remember, you know, just bring back to my memory what it was like when I first got here and what it feels like now. And it's just a really interesting juxtaposition, you know, based on my experience here. And I just really hope listeners can get a chance to come visit the campus and take your own journey. Thank you to all of our listeners and supporters out there. And a special thank you to Dr. Alicia Inez Guzman of Searchlight New Mexico and Dylan Tenorio of Little Globe TV. We have lots more info about the Urban Legends of Midtown Scavenger Hunt on our Facebook and Instagram. Just find us at Santa Fe Art Institute. The Midtown site is located at 1600 St. Michael's Drive. The Scavenger Hunt is open during daylight hours from dawn to dusk. And hey, didn't you know? SFAI is an international artist residency program. We host fully sponsored thematic residencies with artists and creative practitioners from all over the world. And are you an artist looking for space, time, and inspiration for your work related to climate change? Well then, what are you waiting for? We've already announced the 2023 residency theme, Changing Climate. Applications are due in April. Go to our website, sfai.org, to apply now.